Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
I would love to hear a biblical perspective on busyness. I struggle to say no when I'm asked to help out with ministries or asked to fellowship with others, even though my schedule is very full of those things already. Or at ministry meetings, if a task needs to be done and no one else volunteers, I feel like I have to do it. This is leaving less and less room for downtime at home with my family. Is downtime at home glorifying to God? What is a good balance of ministry to the church body and ministry to your spouse and children? And what are some biblical reasons to say no to ministry opportunities? Or is it a good thing to pack my schedule full of ministry?
Ministry overload. Does this ever actually happen? Yes, it does. It happens all the time. There's that old rule of thumb. Have you ever heard of this, Kyle? 20% of the people in the church do 80% of the ministry. Have you ever heard that? Yes. Yep. Now, that ratio might not be quite so drastic at Providence because I think we've got a pretty good group of folks that serve, but even at Providence, I think we do still see people overextended, and we do still see some people not really serving much at all. So I'm glad that this question was asked, and I want to try to hit both of those groups with this question, the people who are serving and are overextended, and those who may be underextended in ministry.
Okay. Yeah, let's start by saying we're all called to be good stewards of our time.
Yeah, we all have a finite amount of time. The psalmist says, I believe it's in Psalm 139, that the Lord knows before even one of our days exactly how many there are of them. So we've got a finite amount of time, and Paul calls us in Ephesians 5:15 and 16, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. So with this finite amount of time, use it as wisely as possible. And the New Testament also tells us that idleness is a danger. So just kind of sitting around and not doing anything or making a habit out of that is a dangerous thing. It's even sinful. 2 Thessalonians 3:11 says, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, admonish the idle. So that would indicate that idleness is indeed a sin. 2 Thessalonians 3:6, keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. So we have this finite amount of time. We are to make the most of it. We are not to squander it, just wasting it by sitting around all the time. Not a good thing. So to answer the questioner's question about is downtime glorifying to God, I think it can be, but not if all of it is downtime.
Yeah, and the life of a New Testament disciple is a life of work.
Right. The life of a New Testament disciple is not a life of leisure. The way that we might tend to think of it in our country, who wrote the old song like back in the day, "Working for the Weekend"? Jason, do you know that one? Work for the Weekend.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I know the song.
You were my go-to source for a classic rock.
Was I born?
Trivia. You probably were not born.
Okay.
No, that was way before your time. People in our country think in those terms. We only go to work in order to play. Like life is play, but not for the New Testament disciple. Life is work. Paul calls ministry work in Ephesians 4. We're equipped for the work of ministry. He even calls evangelism work, and we don't like that because we think of work as a bad thing. Work is a good thing. It's one of the original gifts in Genesis chapter 2. This is a good thing, work. Paul calls the things that we do as a result of faith work. He uses the phrase work of faith and labor of love in 1 Thessalonians 1:30, indicating work and labor is a good thing, and also teaching that this is part of what we do in the body of Christ. Paul regularly refers to Christians as workers and servants. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 teaches that we don't belong to ourselves. We're bought with a price, indicating that what we do with our time, with our bodies, with all of our resources is not really up to us. We belong to the Lord, and so he is going to require a return from us on his investment of his own blood. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and following, teaches that the church only functions properly as each individual part is involved. So everybody in the church needs to be involved in the church in order for the church to grow as God has intended for it to. So there is no plan B when it comes to sanctification. So in order for any individual person to grow spiritually, all the other parts of the body need to be involved. So we can't really call ourselves faithful if we're not engaged in ministry in the body. So these first two points, I would kind of put these in front of those who maybe aren't busy enough, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the next one, I would point to the person who's actually asked the question.
Yeah. God has given us a broad range of commands that require balance in order for us to be faithful stewards.
Yeah. We don't just have commands in the New Testament to be involved in church ministry, but we have a broad range of commands. And if we're going to be faithful stewards to the Lord, we have to keep all of these things in balance. Overdoing it in any one area can cause us to be unfaithful in other areas. So some of these other commands that we need to keep in mind are things that the questioner has alluded to. So we're called to love our spouse as well. We find this in various places in the New Testament. A great place is Ephesians 5:22 and following. And there, the command for husbands to emulate Jesus by pouring themselves out for their wives, that would indicate that this is a serious time investment. It takes time to pour yourself out for your spouse. So this is not something that you're going to be able to do. This is not like a multitasking thing. It takes intentionality to do that. We're also called in Ephesians 6:4 to raise our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. That also would indicate a major time investment. In order to be faithful there, we're going to have to invest days, weeks, hours in that all the time. We're called to be good stewards of our bodies, which includes resting adequately. So let me make a case for rest here, okay? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19. We're told in that passage not to abuse them with food. Gluttony is condemned all over the Bible. Physical exercise is of some value, according to 1 Timothy 4:8. It makes sense, then, that rest, this other thing that our body needs, that it is a good thing, okay? So we can glean by clues from the New Testament that rest is a good thing. But Psalm 3, Psalm 4, Psalm 127 all explicitly characterize sleep and rest as a gift from God, indicating that we need these, and God has given them to us as a blessing. If we go to the Old Testament, we find that Sabbath rest of the law, and obviously we know, interpreting the Old Testament with the New Testament, that the Sabbath rest points forward to our rest in Christ. And yet it also reminds us practically that we're finite beings who need to be refreshed. So our service to the Lord is going to be more efficient if we regularly rest. So we need to be good spouses. We need to be good parents. We need to be good stewards of our bodies. We're also called to make a priority of our own spiritual sustenance. We talk all the time around here about these three legs on the stool, the Word. The Word itself abounds with exhortations about taking in the Word through reading it, memorizing it, meditating on it. Prayer also is an essential daily part of our fellowship with the Lord. That third leg on the stool, which is fellowship with the saints, sometimes we may equate that with involvement in ministries in the church. That may or may not be what the scriptures are talking about when they say, do not neglect the gathering of the saints, but get together and stir one another up to love and good works. Sometimes we get busy with ministries in the church, and we don't actually have meaningful conversations with one another about the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to make time for these things. If you don't, you can starve yourself spiritually. And I have experienced this even as a pastor, just getting so busy with ministry tasks that I have not made time for myself spiritually, and I've ended up suffering for it. And if I look back on those times, I would have to say I was not being a good steward of the things that the Lord had given me. So being a good steward requires something of a balancing act. So to this person who has a tendency to say yes to every opportunity at church, I would ask this question. Are you being faithful in these other areas, in your marriage, with your children? Are you resting adequately? Are you fellowshipping with the Lord in these various ways? So here's some questions to think through each of those areas. Do you have meaningful conversations with your spouse regularly so that you could say you are well connected with one another? Do you have time to come together sexually with your spouse on a regular basis? Or are you so eaten up with all of these other things on your calendar that you are not being faithful to the biblical command to be a godly spouse? Can you say that you are discipling your children? Do you spend time with them talking about spiritual things? Because think about this. Am I really a good steward if I volunteer for everything at church, but my home is falling apart? No. And this is why a man is not qualified to be an elder if he doesn't shepherd his family well, no matter how competent he may be at tasks at the church.
So what are some good reasons to say no to ministry opportunities?
I would point back at these questions I've just asked, and I would say some good reasons to say no to ministry opportunities would be: I'm overloaded to the point where I can't serve my spouse well. I'm not raising my kids well. I'm not being able to be a good steward of my body. My spiritual walk with the Lord is suffering. In other words, anytime you are not being able to be faithful to the Lord in another area of your life, it would be okay to say no to a ministry opportunity. Now, if I would not say no to a ministry opportunity if it's because you have this inordinate amount of leisure going on.
Sure. Now, and to the other question that was asked, is downtime at home glorifying to the Lord?
Yeah, so that kind of leads into that last question, doesn't it? Is downtime at home glorifying to the Lord? In one sense, I would say it's necessary because we need rest. We need downtime. We need downtime with the Lord. We need time to enjoy our families, but we still need to maintain that balance of being good stewards over all of life. So there are some of us who may hear, yes, downtime is good, and take that as a license to start bringing Netflix into our lives and binging on it at the expense of ministry. And again, I'm not saying that Netflix is bad or anything like that, but that can't begin to push important things out of our lives. Mm. So it's fine for there to be downtime and enjoying family. It's fine even to enjoy Netflix, but that can't push these essential things out of our lives.
Yeah.
So I would say downtime is necessary.
Yeah.
But we can't equate that with inordinate entertainment and let that push ministry, family, health, those kinds of things out of the way.
It's a good, healthy balance, it sounds like.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, until next time. This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.